Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC Radio. This was a busy week again for our state lawmakers in Des Moines. It's my pleasure speaking with Shannon Latham, our state representative from Sheffield, who represents Hamilton County. Shannon, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. It was a busy week in the Iowa legislature, but I think it was a great week, especially for Iowa House District 55 and a lot of the bills that were focused on, smaller rural communities.
One of the most notable is the bill for groceries in the state of Iowa. I know that towns such as Jewell, they have their store, Jewell Market, a little plug for them, and also in Stratford and other small towns that need some more money to help their operations improve them somewhat for groceries. That was an issue that you discussed yesterday there in Des Moines on Thursday.
Right. I had the opportunity actually to shepherd that bill through. I worked on it in the subcommittee when it was in economic growth and technology, and then I chaired the subcommittee for it coming out of the appropriations committee. But it really is an important bill. In the last decade, Iowa has lost 15% of its independent grocery stores statewide, and even more alarmingly, it's 43% of the stores have left rural Iowa. And so I'm in one of those communities that unfortunately lost its local grocery store. And so I know how important that local grocer is. It's really the heartbeat of a community. Local groceries, provide an opportunity for people to get out of their house, interact with the community. And then also, you know, when you're looking at growing a community, it's really important to have a grocery store there for people to want to move into the community. Just so many reasons that they're vital, and I was really glad that I had the opportunity to work with that. And then you had mentioned Jewell and Stratford, and I've had the opportunity to tour both of those grocery stores. Jewell is really a shining example of what we hope this bill will help with. So this bill will provide investments, and in Jewell, you know, that community has been amazing in the support it's given the Jewell Market. So they've been able to do a lot of the investments needed from, you know, increased and brighter lighting and updating electrical, updating cooler space. And so we're really hoping that this bill serves as an impetus in those communities for them to get behind some investments that are needed, because a lot of those rural grocery stores are literally one cooler or one freezer from closing their doors. So if they have that expense, it's just some big capital investments are needed in groceries, and there's just not the margins there to always support them.
But one thing, too, is because there are some those small towns, because the obesity rate is of some concern, too, and that's the thing that you addressed, I believe, during your program.
Yeah, so studies show that in communities where there are not local grocers, there are higher obesity rates. And I was going to look more into that, Pat, but I'm guessing there's a correlation between the amount of fresh produce offered. You know, if you're relying on a dollar store, a lot of them don't carry perishable items. And so you just don't have that access to fresh and local produce. And that's one of the exciting things, I believe, about that bill that we passed yesterday in the Iowa House, is that it helps connect local producers and processors with the grocery store. So I really applaud the efforts of the Iowa Department of Agriculture with the leadership of Secretary Mike Nagy. I've been a proud supporter of the Choose Iowa program, and that really is about helping provide more fresh fruits, vegetables, and locally grown meats in on-farm stores, and now we're trying to use that same model and bring it to rural grocery stores as well.
And that'll be discussed, I'm sure, in the coming weeks there, Shannon, for the grocery bill for those stores across the state that's in need of help with some additional funding. Also this week, you covered some other tax bills, I believe, there, Shannon?
Yeah, so we are still working on an overall tax reform bill, but in the meantime, we were able to pass a couple of bills off the House floor this week just to provide some relief from sales tax on items that we use every day. So this week, we passed three related bills removing the sales tax from toilet paper, laundry detergent, and supplements, like vitamin supplements, and that's in addition to some of the other sales tax that we removed from other everyday items like some pharmaceuticals and grocery items. So, you know, $4 here, $5 there, it all adds up. And so Anyway, so those were a couple of bills that we did pass this week just to provide some additional relief and to help Iowans weather this, you know, increased inflation.
Again, we're talking with State Representative Shannon Latham this morning. You're on KQWC. Now, also this week, there was about a creation of a safety assessment team for schools in the state. Did you cover that this past week at the legislature? Talk more about that.
So that is a bill that I'm not quite as familiar with.
Okay.
Because I didn't work on the committees with it. That is something that is really important, though. I appreciate you bringing that up, and that is something that I can add to my weekly newsletter.
Okay. So I know that was covered this past week, but any other issues of note we had in Des Moines this week?
Yeah, I think you've really done a great job of covering the ones that were top of mind. We are trying to work toward adjournment.
Yes.
The per diem expense runs out on May 2nd. And that doesn't mean that we will necessarily leave the Capitol that day, though. So we've seen in the past, if we don't have our work done, that we will stay until we are able to balance the state budget. And so that's really what we're working toward at this point.
And I noticed that the legislature, they do meet, in mid-May, but it varies. I think they get one time was one year, they got it early April, I believe. But anyway.
Yeah, last year we were out by this time.
Right.
You just never know.
See, we also want to give a plug again, Shannon, for your appearance on Saturday in Webster City at the Chelsvig Center at Iowa Central for another legislative town hall meeting.
That's right. It'll be our last one of this legislative session, so looking forward to being there, tomorrow already. So,
yes.
Being there tomorrow and answering some questions that people might have as far as where we're at with issues of that they're interested in and see where they might be as far as if they're still going to pass, if they have passed, or if there are things that we need to look into exploring for next year.
Mm-hmm. So again, that'll be coming up Saturday morning. That'll be April the 26th, beginning at 11 o'clock, and they'll be held at the Iowa Central Community College campus on Beach Street there in the Chelsvig Center. We hope everyone can come over, share their thoughts and opinions and comments with both State Representative Shannon Latham and State Senator Dennis Guth there at Iowa Central in Webster City. Any other things to bring up today there, Shannon?
No, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on each week and share updates, especially from the committees and the bills that I'm working on. So thank you for the opportunity so we can help keep your listeners informed on what's happening under the Golden Dome.
All right, sounds good. Shannon Latham on KQWC.